This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us for coffee this morning is John Lloyd, one of eight people running for a seat on the Bethel City Council in the election next Tuesday, October 3rd. Here to speak with him is KYUK's Francisco Martinez Cuello. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Francisco. How are you doing today?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, so why don't you start off by, we during the City Council Candidate Forum, we only had, 1 minute or 2 minutes to introduce yourself. So let's go deeper into that. Where were you born? Where were you from? Tell me.
Well, I was born in West Virginia, but I don't remember growing up there. I remember my first distinct memory in Virginia, and then I've kind of been all around Virginia. I think back in 2016, 7 or 8 years ago, I would have to look at the calendar to be sure, I came up to Bethel. But, I went to community college down here in Virginia, and I went and got my applied science of mechatronics and applied science of forensics, and then moved up to Bethel. It wasn't supposed to be a permanent move, but I fell in love with the state and then obviously the town. I've been here ever since.
And so how long you've been, so you came immediately to Bethel, you didn't go anywhere else in Alaska to live?
Nope. What happened was I got a job right out of college working for manufacturing. They moved jobs overseas, and so my sister was like, hey, come to Bethel, watch my kids for 2-3 weeks, and then, go back down to Virginia. The 2 weeks turned into about 7 or 8 years.
Wow. And so what what has been your experiences so far in Bethel?
A lot of good people there. I really enjoy it. I come from a very farm town down in Virginia. So, it's the clothes off your back, let me help you when I need you. When you need it, just saying hi and being friendly. And, I feel like Bethel is kind of the best of both worlds because, it's that, neighbor, small town friendliness. And then, it's because it is such a small town, I don't have to worry about, driving, an hour and a half to go help somebody out, which sounds bad to say, but, it always was a consideration.
Right. And so what motivated you to run for city council?
Believe it or not, it was an internet documentary about, I think it's a town underneath New York. And so this whole grassroots movement started up and they had a bunch of incumbents there and they wanted to get new people into city council. A lot of the incumbents were running unopposed. Mm. Me and my friends watched it, doing share or watch live through, internet app. And, they were all motivated to do it. And then I was let me bite the bullet. I know that my city council is coming up sooner than your guys' are because, they were in Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. And then, so I decided to do it first. And then, I'm passionate about the community as well, and especially Parks and Rec. So I figured it would be a good fit.
And so was the city council candidate forum the first time you ever met most of the candidates? I know two weren't there, and you had to leave early as well because of travel, so...
So I heard of most of them before, and then one of the candidates is one of my coworkers as well, Teresa Keller. And so, it was the first time I met them, but I feel like it was a good first meet opportunity.
Hmm. And what was your experience like with the city council candidate forum? What were your thoughts on it? What were your takeaways?
I had a lot of thoughts on it. I didn't get to do the whole thing, and I did listen in afterwards for as long as I could. But, I don't know, I liked the fact that, and maybe it was because it was a city council forum, a lot of the community issues that I wanted to talk about was brought up, and then the questions were really pointed. And then it sounded like the candidates had a lot of passion there as well.
And what are their, like, topics or, you know, issues that that you'd like to talk about since you weren't, you know, you had to leave early? I don't know if there was anything else that you wanted to kind of say and tell people, you know?
I'm pretty much running on parks and recs and maybe other community activities. There's a lot of native arts that I would like to, you know, get community events organized to. You know, maybe have, you know, run out the cultural center and then, you know, maybe have, you know, sewing classes for the young and maybe even adults. But any other issues? None off the top of my head.
And so what do you like to do when you're time off? You have any hobbies? You go out? You know, where can we see you?
Well, fishing and hunting, obviously. I think my hobbies, though, for most of the year is, you know, I play video games. I like to read books. I'm really into sci-fi fantasy books. Or, you know, I like to hang out with friends and we do tabletop role-playing games, whether that is like Divinity or Dungeons and Dragons. So I'm usually out with my friends. You might occasionally see me eat out, though.
And I know you were, you know, you're traveling right now, so you weren't able to attend or listen to the city council meeting last night. But there's, you know, there's one of the items on the table that was removed was for the, you know, the issue of the community action grants, you know, trying to move it to another quarter, which, you know, a lot of people show, well, people, there was advocates there from the library as well as the Bethel Winter House, and trying to make sure that, you know, that they continue to, because they depend on those funds. And I don't know if you had any thoughts on that.
I'm not super familiar with it. I do know the work that the library does and Bethel Winter House is very important. So I definitely think it's something that should probably be moved up rather than pushed off till later. But other than that, I don't have any knowledge to lean towards that topic.
Sure, yeah. Is there anything else that you wanted to say that we didn't kind of cover, or?
No, I'm... No, I don't think so. I'm pretty open and closed. I'm new. I'm inexperienced. I'm bringing a lot of passion towards this, and not a lot of prior knowledge on this subject. So it's whatever questions you want to ask.
And what about your coworker, Teresa Keller? Is that
Teresa Keller?
Yeah. Did you both decide to run at the same time, or was that a discussion, or it just happened?
Oh, we both decided to. I was talking to her about maybe doing it because I wanted to do Parks and Rec. And then she's like, you know what, John, that sounds like a great idea. I'll run with you. And then we both talked about it, and then it just kind of happened that way. She was like, I was like, hey, I want to go do this. And she's like, you know what, I'm going to do it with you.
And so, like, what's that experience been like? I mean, you just have you constantly communicated, like, your interest with the city council with your coworker, or it just literally just happened?
Oh, no, well, you know, I always joke and says she's my other family. I have family down here in Virginia, and then I've been a coworker with her for about 4 years now, and so, you know, I've talked about it, saying, hey, this is what I would like to do. She has some differing opinions and then different subjects she wants to broach. But, you know, I feel like we're pretty much in agreement on the things that we both are passionate about. And so it was kind of nice to see somebody else. Like, you know what, John, don't do this alone. I'll ride it with you. And then I hope she and myself do get elected.
And what do you think about, like, trying to get more people involved, you know, members of the community involved in city and council and trying to get them engaged to participate in it more? You know, there's a lot of issues and but I've been in city council, attending the city council meetings for, you know, the past 11 months, and, you know, just, I always attend live, but there's not many participation either at the meeting live or online via Zoom. I'm curious as to, you know, what your thoughts are on that.
I think the best way to get a more community participation is doing more stuff with the community. The city council, kind of the same. If you know about it, you're probably into it, but and it does affect everyone in Bethel, but it doesn't seem like it. So I feel like, you know, the city council had definitely more outreach, you know, put on more activities, then it would definitely get more people looking into the city council and seeing what the, you know, day-to-day operations are.
Great. Well, is there anything else that you want to say?
No, I think that's all, Francisco. If you have anything else for me, I'm happy to answer them.
Nope. Thank you for coming on. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And good luck.
That's KYUK's Francisco Martinez-Cuello speaking with John Lloyd, one of eight people running for a seat on the Bethel City Council. The election is next Tuesday, October 3rd. Join us tomorrow for coffee here at KYUK with Mark Springer, an incumbent on the Bethel City Council, who will explain his interest in serving another term.
This is coffee at KYUK.
That's coffee weekday mornings at 8:40. Catch up on old episodes by visiting kyuk.org or find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.